channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Lee Peters with the Stafford Sheriff's Office in this morning. Captain Peters, it is great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Glad to have you here. Lots to talk about. When you were last here, during the summer or late summer, there really was a concern. I think there still is a concern just about the number of traffic fatalities, not only in Stafford. This is a statewide thing. I see the state police talking about it. I see other agencies. But you really had a plea back then. And I know the sheriff's office and the sheriff continues to talk about this of please drive responsibly and slow down and pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, our concern has not diminished any over the last couple of months. You know, we are at record numbers of fatalities. I believe it's 14 or 15, you know, depending on what day it is. And we have never in Stafford County seen those numbers ever. I mean, I tell people all the time, in order to get to 15 fatalities in Stafford County, you'd have to add up 5 or 6 years worth of crashes and, you know, put them together and that would get you 15. But to see the rise that we're having in just the last year and a half, it's unsettling. And you're right, it's not just a Stafford problem. It's a nationwide problem. You know, fatalities are up across the nation. You know, I think they're in the 20% higher than they've ever been. And no one can really put their finger on why that is, but you know, we have to find reasons to make it stop. And you know, we talk to different people, we talk to parents, we talk to young people, we try and, you know, get in at the ground floor of new drivers. You know, we do our, you know, Teen Safe Driver Brief every month, and we talk to new drivers and their parents, and we try and convince them that, you know, our partnership between us, law enforcement, schools, the citizens, is very important, because as a team, we can do better and we can reduce the amount of fatalities and injuries and crashes on the highway. We just need a buy-in from everyone. So when you talk about the cause, you know, you still see speeds in the triple digits. We're posting them, you know, almost daily.
It is, yeah.
You're seeing, you know, I saw another jurisdiction, you know, posted one the other day. I think it was Colonial Beach. They were posting like a 71 and a 35. So when you have that type of disregard for safety and for human life and for your own community, you know, we've really got a lot of work to do. But there are a lot of people out there that are working with us to try and combat these problems and trying to help. And, you know, hey, what can we do? What message can we send out? What can we help you all with? Because people know law enforcement cannot do it by ourselves. You know, this is a problem that, you know, our sheriffs, you know, both Sheriff Jett and Sheriff Decatur say you cannot enforce your way out of this problem. You have to educate. You have to get buy-in. You've got to get communities to believe in it. You've got to make people more responsible in their communities. And that's a good way to help start to solve the problem, but it's not something that law enforcement can just, you know, enforce the way out of.
And you see it so many times, Captain Peters, is different times when sometimes it just takes slowing down and just some kindness. When someone needs to merge, let them merge. And don't always be so angry when you're driving.
Well, you know, we've talked about this for years. We've talked about Stafford County as a whole, the 277 square miles of Stafford County and the problems that lie in it. I am a fan of Stafford County. I love this community. I love the people in it. What I don't love is the construction. What we've battled is, over the years, our growth. Mm-hmm. You know, you love positive growth. You love to see roads, you know, expanding. You love to see people coming in. You know, we love our neighbors and we love the people in it. But the pain that goes into that, you know, the construction, the time, you know, I got on 95 the other day. I was just going up to Aquia from the 136, going up, got on the interstate and came to a complete stop immediately, if not sooner, after merging onto the right lane of the interstate. And I sat there for an hour. I put my car in park and I was, you know, just thinking about life because there's really nothing else to do.
Right.
And the amount of people passing me on the shoulder, you know, trucks stopping, trying to run cars off the road. I mean, just the amount of madness that was going on. And you could see the rage in some people's eyes as they were trying to get by. And you understand, like, look, I get it. You thought this trip was going to take 18 minutes. You're at hour number two sitting in 90. We understand. But, you know, we've talked before, you've got to find productive and constructive ways to occupy that time. And you have to build time into your schedule now to get where you're going. You know, we've said it many, many times. If you are operating in Stafford County these days and you're expecting to get anywhere in the time it took you to go there in 2015, we have to have a serious talk because it's not going to work.
Yep.
You know, one incident on the interstate, one incident on Route 1, one incident, you know, on 610 is going to delay you at least 30 minutes. And if I had a magical solution to make that not happen, I would have done it. You know, the sheriff would have done it. We would have concocted it. We'd have came up with it. We'd have applied it. But it's just realistically, we are in so much growth right now that, you know, it's hard to manage.
From where we're sitting right now, if I'm going anywhere on 17, I almost have to take a half hour because Deacon Road is going to be trucks, there's going to be all kinds of things. And if you're not taking what used to be 15 minutes, if you're not taking at least a half hour, you're going to be late.
Yeah, 17 is fun. I mean, 17 is like the stoplight of the week program. We just like throw one up somewhere and, you know, we'll put a new intersection here because, you know, growth is coming. They are trying to make, you know, these interchanges, intersections manageable. You don't have to stop. Just get where you're going and let the traffic control do its thing. But in the process, you know, when I went through there and there's a brand new red light and I'm going, well, where did that come from? And, you know, we all know it's supposed to come because, you know, so they put it on social media, say, hey, there's new lights here. But you don't really think about it until you're sitting there going, hey, that's new. Or the intersection has moved like 18 feet and you just don't understand what's going on. And that causes frustration and that causes people to make decisions they probably shouldn't. You know, going from the left lane when it used to be a left lane on 95 to the right lane because now it's back to the clover leaf. So there's a lot of things that we just have to accept in Stafford County for the next few years. Until it gets to the new normal and we can, you know, all drive a little bit freer and, you know, get where we're going a little bit easier.
Yeah, yeah. But again, it does remain, like you said, in the sheriff's office, you have put out so many things out there to alert people to be safe, because there really have been just some horrific accidents and some fatalities, and it's tough to see.
Yeah, the one thing that I want people to understand is we talk about crashes. We talk about, you know, it's always a car or a driver or an object. You know, these crashes involve humans. They're people, they're neighbors, they're loved ones. They're members of our community that we're losing. So we have to remember that, you know, that object next to us that we're upset with or the object we just cut off contains a person. And I think when we humanize, you know, these drivers again, and we go back to a community of, you know, knowing that they're people, it may make a little more sense, because right now we're just passing other cars, you know, other traffic, other objects, other inanimate things that are just being controlled. But when you look at the, you know, the 14 people that have lost their lives in Stafford County, and that's just Stafford County, you know, you've got to go back to saying those were 14 people who lost their lives. Those were sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, mothers, uncles. You know, they had people who cared about them who now have to live without them. So it's not just traffic. It's not just, you know, other vehicles. It's not just a tractor trailer. It is a person occupying that space who has people who care about them at home who want them to see them come home. Now, some of these, you know, the offender is the person who tragically lost their lives, but that doesn't make it any easier for the family who lost that person.
Right.
You know, we say, well, they shouldn't be doing that. Well, probably not, but it doesn't negate the fact that the community has lost another person. Whether the decision was good, bad, or indifferent, you know, it shocks a community when you lose a life on a highway. And that is one of the last places on earth with cars and technology and all those different things where we should be losing people is in traffic crashes. So we've just got to get people back to understanding that there are human beings, there are people, there are loved ones. It could be, you know, your loved one who's just innocently killed on a highway.
Yep.
So at that point, it's not a person. It's not an object. It's a person who has lost their lives. So I would just ask people to remember, you know, as they're angry with the person next to them, or, you know, they're thinking about the next road rage revenge move they're going to make, just, you know, take a breath. Remember that there's a person next to you, and it's not that important.
Captain Lee Peters with Stafford Sheriff's Office here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Captain Lee Peters with the Stafford Sheriff's Office in this morning. This is the time of year when with shoppers out, it's always a good reminder to just kind of review some things that I know that you all see a lot of things at, because unfortunately, when you're out shopping and you're distracted, you can become a victim.
Yeah, you know, it's every year we try and put some things out to help people remember that everybody out there is not as festive as you are. And, you know, you do have some Grinches out there that like to take away your Christmas, and we want to help you avoid those things at all costs. So, you know, just simple things. It's, you know, we've had last couple of years, you would find, you know, wallets being stolen out of carts, or unzipped purses, or, you know, valuable cell phones, credit cards. You know, it's the time where, you know, thieves and people who are doing bad things know that, you know, there are many, many targets of opportunity out there. So what we want to do is, you know, mitigate a lot of those things and just help you to remember just simple things. You know, make sure that your car is locked. You know, when you're going out and doing your shopping and you're putting things in your vehicle, you know, lock them in a trunk. Don't advertise for thieves or things of that nature. And also, we talk a little bit about deliveries. You know, it's peak Amazon season, and, you know, UPS and all those packages are gonna be stacked up at your front door. So, you know, if you know you're expecting some high dollar things, or you're expecting some packages or bulk packages, or if it's just, you know, you just order a lot of stuff and it's just a regular Tuesday for you, you know, this is the time of year where people are cruising through neighborhoods and just taking boxes at will, because they know that there's possibly something valuable in there that they come off your porch. So it's a good time to get to know your neighbors. And, you know, if you have people in your neighborhood that stay home, or you can coordinate, you know, taking packages off of your porch, or even if somebody you trust puts them inside your home, it's just a good idea to have a plan so that you don't have, you know, you don't fulfill somebody else's Christmas list with the things that you bought.
Right. Or if you see, even if you don't know your neighbors, but you know them at least enough by sight, and you see someone walking up and taking a package, intervene in some way, or let the police know, or, you know, look out for your neighbors.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, the intervening part, that's one we want to kind of, you know, temper. You know, call. What drives me? Let's sidebar for a minute.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that drives me absolutely insane is the fact that I'm a part of some different neighborhood pages on Facebook, and, you know, I like to interact with the community. And it's funny because they'll post on Facebook, suspicious person just took a package off of, you know, heading north on whatever road. And you go, okay, did you call the police? Well, no. Well, how about before we post it, we call the police so we can get a head start coming to you, and then, you know, we'll let the neighborhood sleuths of Facebook, you know, get in there afterwards.
Right.
We can't handle it, but please call us. And one of the other things that drives me absolutely insane is the community members who tell us, well, I didn't want to bother you guys because I didn't think it was that important. Here's a tip for you. When you call the sheriff's office, you are the most important person on earth at that time.
Yeah.
You know, we don't try and disqualify, or, you know, say that your call is not important, because, again, when you're talking about crime and you're talking about, you know, theft, you have a person who's a victim, and we always want to make sure that we're doing right by our victims, by the people who are victims of crime, or those who are being taken advantage of. So please never think that you're bothering us, or, you know, well, you have something more important to do. Well, we may or we may not have, but that's a decision that we're going to make. But we are going to make every effort to ensure that, you know, we take care of the citizens of Stafford County in the best way possible. So please, if you see things that are suspicious, I don't care if it's the fourth person you've seen that day, call us. You know, we get to come out, meet somebody new. You know, hang out, we'll talk to you about it. We'll try and figure out what the problem was, who the offender was, if there was one, and we'll tell you either everything's okay or we're working on it. But it drives me insane because I've heard it so many times where people say, well, I would have called earlier, but I didn't really want to bother you guys and I thought you had more important things to do. Absolutely false. You know, when you call us, whether it's for a cat in a tree or, you know, somebody's chasing somebody, we are going to respond and we are going to make that call of yours, you know, as important as possible to resolve it, because we understand that, you know, just because it's our fifth vandalism of the day doesn't mean it's not your first. And we understand how, you know, being a victim of crime makes that person feel. And we understand our responsibility to the people of Stafford County when it comes to, you know, helping them understand that we are there for them. So, people, I implore you, call us. Call us first, then post it.
And like you say, as far as intervening yourself, that's up that you don't want to put yourself in a position of you becoming part of the story. If you can take a license number or get a description, that's going to be what's going to help you do what you need to do.
One of the things that we absolutely enjoy is, you know, the best witnesses on earth, whether it's your Ring camera, whether it's I saw them, this is the description, they were driving this, I got the license plate. That is more valuable than you going over there and trying to tackle somebody or possibly getting yourself hurt. You know, we understand the need to intervene is what we do for a living. You know, we get there, we want to solve the crime, we want to, you know, take the bad guy off the street. But we understand that's not everybody's position, and it's not safe for everybody to do. So being an amazing witness is more valuable to us than possibly getting yourself hurt.
Yeah, so be careful of that. The other thing, and this happened to me yesterday, someone out of the blue, and they pull up to my yard, as far as I could tell, after watching them leave, they just pulled up, walk up, and offered me a free roof. And so I told them no, but I thought, you know, just opening the door for anybody is something you got to be careful for.
This is where we go to the TED intervention program.
I know. After this happened, I thought, what did I just do?
Well, you know, listening is one of those things that, you know, is very well regulated. And, you know, someone knocks on your door, you don't know who they are, and they have a clipboard in their hand. You know, it's your choice whether you answer the door. Generally speaking, I answer the door because I like the chess game. It's fun for me. And I hold the record in Stafford County of the most arrested my doorstep for solicitors. So I would very, very carefully
be careful who
knocking
you
on my door. Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't, you know, in Stafford, you're required to have a solicitor's permit. You've got to come to the courthouse. You've got to fill out some paperwork because we vet who we allow to go door to door in Stafford County. There's a process for it. And you'll always have these companies. And I think it was 2 weeks ago, I had another young man at my door, knocked on there. And, you know, I said, hey, how are you? He's like, hey, you know, we're doing some work on some neighboring houses. Want to know if you want some work, too. And my first question is, well, that's fine. Do you have a solicitor's permit? And he always looked at me like a deer in the headlights. A what? A solicitor's permit. And then they always show me one. Yeah, this is what my company gave me. No. Do you have one from Stafford County? Well, no, I don't. Well, good then. And I introduce myself and then I say, wait here. I'm going to have one of my compadres come and talk to you about it. Now, I used to just write him a summons on my doorstep. I used to be like, hey, you know, here, take this with you. Have a great day. Please leave and take your friends with you. But then, you know, it got to the point where it was just so overwhelming. And my question is to them is, you knew you were supposed to have a permit. Yeah, I know, but, you know, my boss dropped me off. Okay, why did you pick the driveway with the police car in it to walk past knowing that you were doing something illegal? You know, I didn't really think of that. Okay, well, what are you thinking now? I shouldn't have came up this driveway. Well, good. So we've all learned something today. But yes, it's important, you know, to know. I remember, what was it 4 or 5 years ago where we had the people that were coming around selling, you know, window cleaner that were actually scoping out houses. They would distract one person, go in the house, and start robbing them. So it's always a challenge. And, you know, one of the things that people have to understand, and I think they just think is being rude, or you don't have to answer the door. You know, I have a Ring camera, and if I'm in the house and I see somebody come to the door and I just don't want to talk to them, I just don't.
Yeah.
And when it's nighttime, it's dark, when your family's alone, you know, and these people are coming to your door and you don't know who they are, you know, sometimes just not answering the door is better, or using whatever, you know, electronic device you have to talk to them through that closed door is a better option. So we just ask people, you know, if you want to talk to them, please do. We're just saying that make sure you're doing it safely, make sure you have adequate lighting, make sure somebody knows where you are. And, you know, you're not going to be taken advantage of or possibly hurt in one of these interactions.
one of these this time of year we always hear about, and it's a good thing to remember, is that after Christmas, if you have trash pickup, don't advertise that you've got that that huge, nice, you know you've got that flat screen TV or any of the other things that you get over Christmas.
Yeah, that just goes back to personal security. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, over the years with social media, you know, you have to post everything now. You post where you are, you post where you're going, you post, I'm in Tahiti, you know, and that means that, you know, that your house isn't occupied. So there's a lot of inadvertent advertising we do to people who are wishing to do us harm, and we've got to just be very careful about it. You know, we are in an age where everything has to be posted. You know, what you ate, where you're going, what you're driving, what you bought, all those things. But the downside is you're telling people, you know, all of your business. You're telling them your work schedule. You're telling them, you know, what you've got. You're telling them where you can be home when you're not home. So there's a lot of that you have to temper when it comes to, you know, this time of year. And you've also got to monitor your kids because they don't stop. They have the Christmas spirit all year long. So they're advertising everything.
Yeah.
Hey, the parents are going here. You know, we're having a party. We're going in this direction. You know, we bought this. My parents just got that. You know, they'll be gone. They're here. So all those things that your kids are doing aren't helping the family security system at all.
Captain Lee Peters, Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. A lot of good stuff. More on the way on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Lee Peters here with the Stafford Sheriff's Office this morning. A couple other things as far as shopping goes. Just be smart when you're shopping, and especially if you're really anywhere. If you're doing it at night, lighted areas, that kind of thing, and don't be that person who's carrying a half a dozen things or more and trying to navigate.
Yeah, the phrase for this holiday season is going to be situational awareness. Just make sure you're aware of what you're doing, where you're going, and you're not so focused on the holiday cheer, which you should be focused on, that you lose sight of just being safe. You know, we go back to, you know, we always talk about, you know, parking in well-lit areas. Well, you know, the problem with that is if you've been to any shopping center during the holiday season, you know that you're going to park where you're going to park. But you just need to make sure that, you know, if it's not a safe place to park, or you feel uncomfortable, or you know, we teach some of the self-defense classes, you know, when you feel like you're unsafe, when your sixth sense, you know, kicks in and says something is amiss, it is. Don't ignore that. So just be as safe as possible. Make sure you know where your car is, have your keys available, you know, make sure you have control of the kids. It's okay to use a shopping cart, you know, to get everything out there so your hands aren't occupied. But you want to make sure that trip from your car into the store, and even in the store and then back, is as safe as you possibly can be, and that you're as aware of your surroundings so that if something is amiss or something happens, you know how to get to safety and you know how to protect yourself and your family.
Back to neighborhoods. We were just talking a few minutes ago about people coming to your door or just watching out for your neighbors. If I see somebody that just seems to be walking up and down kind of aimlessly in the neighborhood, is that something you want to know about, just so you could have somebody come by and talk to them and just make sure that they're just out exercising and not scoping out my neighborhood?
That is a fantastic reason to call the police. I mean, you know, if it's somebody you don't know, somebody who's walking around with a clipboard, they've got a vest on or a company shirt, and they're going come down the roadway, absolutely. You know, give us a call. You know, if you just don't like your neighbor, that's a different thing. Don't do that. That's
right.
Just mean-spirited. But, you know, if there is something that is suspicious, and it doesn't mean that we're going to come out and arrest the person or we're going to, you know, chase them, but, you know, it is sometimes a good opportunity to have a conversation, find out what they're up to. If it's innocent, it's innocent. We leave, they leave. If it's not, at least if something in the neighborhood happens, we have somewhere to start. We have somebody who was in that area at that time. You know, we have a suspect. We have at least someone we can talk to start our investigation. So we want to know about everything, you know, the things that make people uncomfortable in neighborhoods. We want to know about, you know, people who aren't usually from there. And I tell, you know, our people, you know, the word suspicious, you know, suspicious is an opinion. It's not a crime. Suspicious is what I perceive of a person and their actions. It's not necessarily what they're doing. It's just what I perceive. But your perception can be real. And if it's something that makes you uncomfortable, somebody that is doing things that aren't ordinary for your neighborhood, you know, if they're, you know, walking down the street looking in trash cans or just walking around houses, you know, and we get a lot of that with, you know, the power company and their contractors. You know, we go out and check it because people just don't know who they are. You know, we talk to them, mm-hmm. we verify who they are, what they're doing, and everybody goes about their business. You know, those people that are up to nefarious acts, you know, we spend a little more time with them. But if you feel something's out of place, if you feel that something is, you know, not where it's supposed to be, you know, somebody is up to no good, call us. You know, it's our job at that point to settle it, to look into it, to see what's going on. And, you know, if it's innocent, it's innocent. You know, we've met somebody new. And, you know, our folks are very good at being able to address people and, mm-hmm. you know, just stop and talk to them. Hey, you know, how are you? What's going on today? You know, where you headed? You out for a walk or, you know, are you lost? You know, you live in a neighborhood? What's going on? So we try and do it in a manner that's not accusatory or, you know, doesn't put people on edge. But, you know, when the police show up and talk to you, you pretty well know somebody called.
It's, right. Yeah.
It's not a secret. But, you know, it's something that we want people to do. We want people to report suspicious activity. We have solved so many crimes with the help of the community. You know, I think, you know, the major calls them, you know, our Facebook sleuths, you know, identifying people, identifying, you know, what happened, getting, you know, surveillance videos, just people who saw something. You know, a lot of what we do is solved because the community helps us solve it. And we want that to continue. So if it looks out of place, you know, please give us a call and we'll come and help and see what we can do to make everybody's life a little bit easier on that particular day.
No, I see every once in a while, and I have called the police at times because I live at the end of a street, and sometimes people there'll be just somebody sitting in their car, mm-hmm. and occasionally I'll go out just to make them aware that I see you down there, mm-hmm. and sometimes they'll drive off, sometimes they won't. And if they don't leave, you don't know what they're doing, and I have seen the police come by and just have a conversation.
Sometimes the question you have to ask yourself is does what's going on make sense? And you know, if you live in a cul-de-sac and a car pulls up to the, you know, in the cul-de-sac, turns all the lights off and just sits there, you know, they don't get out, they don't go to a house, they're not your neighbors, they're not interacting with anybody, they're just sitting there in the dark. Does that make sense? If you say, yes, it makes sense, okay, well, then don't call the sheriff's office. If it doesn't make sense, then it's a good time to call us because, you know, that is not natural behavior in that area. So you have to put it in that perspective. You know, if you see, you know, a bunch of kids in a cul-de-sac and they're out and they're talking, does that make sense? Well, it kind of does. Should it be happening? Well, maybe not. Is it a good time to call the police? Depending how long it goes on. So, mm-hmm. you know, things that make sense, it's fine. But if it does not make sense in your area or to you, or it makes you uncomfortable, or it's not what usually happens, give us a call. You know, that's what we do. We come out and we figure out what's going on. And then, you know, we try and bring it to a peaceful resolution.
Well, and the other thing, and you hear from, I mean, in any police department, you talk about Stafford there, you've got a limited number of people for a huge county. Mm-hmm. And so you can help the sheriff's office out just by being there, you know, your eyes in your neighborhood.
Yeah, just, you know, again, situational awareness, knowing what's going on in your neighborhood, knowing what's going on in your home with the people around you, you know, it does help a lot because, you know, again, some of it makes sense, some of it doesn't. So we just want people to feel safe. We want people to feel comfortable. We want people to know that the sheriff's office is a resource for you. We are here for the public and we want to help you whenever we can. So, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, if you call and say, hey, there's a guy walking in the neighborhood, that we're going to be able to come right then. We're going to prioritize the calls, but mm-hmm. we will respond to you. We'll, you know, a lot of the deputies are very good about, hey, I'll give him a phone call real quick. I'll talk to him and I'll let him on my way, but I've got these other calls that I have to handle first. But we'll make sure that you know that we're thinking about your issue and we're going to help you, you know, however we can. And sometimes the phone call helps. They're like, yeah, well, they walked off. I may have overreacted, or, you know, it's not what I thought, or I really do want to talk to you about it because it keeps happening. So However it gets resolved, we want to make sure you know that we're there for you.
And again, just remember that one of the key things this morning is don't feel like you're ever bothering.
Oh, that drives me insane. Oh,
just you're that's what you're there for.
Because the other part of that story is if people, you know, we'll talk about speeding complaints because that's you know, there's this one car that, you know, drives down the neighborhood, you know, 50 miles an hour every day. It's loud and, you know, I've been dealing with it for 6 months and finally I snapped and threw a rock at him. Like, well, okay. All right. So maybe on time 49, you should have called us. You know, some of these problems are things we can deal with early on. So it saves you a trip to the doctor, brings your blood pressure down, and, you know, we can help resolve these things and let people know we're watching earlier. So we don't want people to get so frustrated with problems and try and keep them and say, well, I don't want to bother anybody. You understand is what we do. And, you know, these folks work 11 and a half hours a day to respond to issues that the community brings us and to be proactive and stop crime. So, you know, the part about responding to you guys, it doesn't matter why you call. We will do what we can to bring a resolution and make our citizens feel safe and secure in their community. But don't let it build up, because that's when things go horribly, horribly wrong. It's just, you know, give us a call. You know, if you want to wait three times, that's on you. But we don't want you to be so frustrated that bad things starts to happen, because then you end up, you know, the star of a Lifetime movie and, you know, Meredith Baxter Burney's playing your mother or something like that. I mean, she plays everybody. I'm sorry. It's just what I do. But yeah, it's
right.
Call us. It's fun.
Captain Lee Peters, Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. With New Year's Eve coming up, with the holidays coming up, don't drink and drive. We hear it all the time, but unfortunately, we see all kinds of stories this time of year of where people do drink and drive.
I am so flabbergasted at this point that we're still having DUIs with all the ride shares that are out there. It's amazing to me that people will still risk their, you know, money, future, job, car, insurance, stability, reputation. You know, and one of the things that's funny to me is, you know, all of these avenues where you can just go out, have a good time, and get a ride home safely, and you still choose to drive. You still choose to endanger the community. You still choose to make these decisions. You still choose to crash your car. You still choose to injure people. I just can't for the life of me, when you can just press a button on your phone, get a ride wherever you want to go, and it probably costs less than gas at this point, and you can get there safely, we're still having people get behind the wheel of the car and drink and drive, or, you know, using medication or illegal substances and being impaired and still getting behind the wheel. I cannot for the life of me understand why we are still there with all this technology today. So we ask people, you know, we implore with people. We want people to understand that it is not acceptable. If we catch you, you're going to jail. There's no negotiation on this. And it's just something that we need to make stop. I mean, we had an incident the other day where a young person was hit by a drunk driver and hurt. And I just don't understand how, when you sober up, how do you go about your life knowing that you made that decision?
Yeah.
And it's remarkable to me that we're still in this position this day and age. So we're asking people, we're begging people, please, you know, call for a ride. There nothing good can come out of drinking and driving. Nothing has. And you see, you know, in Stafford County, you know, we'll post your picture and we're going to show the community that you were arrested and what you did. And, you know, there were some folks, we were at an event, and, you know, our major, who's the king of Facebook and our posts,
he's terrific.
People, yeah, he's great at it. And people tell him, you know, I don't not drink and drive because of the consequences. I don't want to end up on your Facebook page with the comments. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever reason that you have, if that was the reason for not drinking and driving, thank you very much. I don't care why. But yeah, a lot of people now are like, look, I just don't want to face that public humiliation. Well, that's not the point. The point is, you know, we're posting people who are arrested for different crimes, and, you know, you're not going to be excluded because it's just a DUI. You are, while driving impaired, you are a danger to public safety. You're a danger to community. You're a danger to yourself. And if we catch you, we are going to take the appropriate law enforcement action. There are no warnings in Stafford County. We do not give rides. We don't call you a friend. You should have done that in the first place.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that we do not have any variance from. If you are drinking and driving, you will go to jail.
And I bet on the course of a weekend, because you do post all of that, and especially on the weekend, there's sometimes 4 or 5 DUIs. And the other thing is, so many of them, this is multiple DUIs. This isn't just a first time.
Well, after the first of the year, we're going to come back and talk about what the sheriff's office is going to do in accordance with the Virginia law that's been out for a while, and how we're going to further educate people after an arrest for DUI. And
okay.
We're going to talk about those things, and it's something in the law that says, you know, we can do certain things, and it kind of helps you to make better decisions. So we just ask, you know, there should not be any other reason to not drink and drive except for it can cost you your life. It could cost somebody else's life. You know, if you need another reason besides that, then I think we're failing. But we just have to get people to understand, you know, no, you're not good at it. I know you've done it how many times, but eventually we're going to catch you. It's not something, you don't drive better when you're drunk. We're not just going to let you go because you've been in the community for 20 years. All of these different reasons that we hear, you know, I don't feel like I've only had 2 beers. Yes. Well, in law enforcement, we do the calculation. You say 2, we double that plus 1, and it's really 5 or 6. And generally, we're right. You know, these are some of the most well-trained deputies in Virginia, and I say the nation, when it comes to impaired driving detection. They are good at it, and they are the deputies that I want protecting my community, because they are that good at it, and they have no tolerance for it. And they're professional when they do it, and they do what they need to do to keep the community safe. So, you know, people always say, don't, you know, I love the post. I don't know why you did that in Stafford County. Well, we don't either, but you did, and here are the consequences for it. You know, to the people out there that are doing the right thing, we applaud you. We wish that behavior could be cloned, duplicated, and put out through the community so that others would follow it. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for keeping Stafford County safe. Thank you for respecting your community and those who live in it. That is the behavior that we want. You know, we've never pulled over an Uber and pulled, you know, somebody out of the back for drunk in public.
Right.
We applaud that behavior. We want people to make those responsible decisions. To the people who choose to drink and drive, well, we're coming. And you know, this time of year, we spend a lot of money. The federal government gives a lot of money to add patrols and increase our enforcement for DUIs, and we're going to. So from Thanksgiving to, you know, after the first of the year, that is our target. We are going to go out. We're going to find people who are impaired. We're going to take them off the road, and we're going to lock you up. So, you know, I hate saying things like that because it sounds, you know, so governmental. But in that particular arena, when it comes to impaired drivers, there's no other way to say it to people than to just be straightforward and honest. We are going to try and find you. We are going to lock you up. It's not negotiable.
It's so interesting, and as many times and as many interviews as we have done, the two things where there is no nonsense with you and there's passion on all of this, but where there's no nonsense is DUI and driving recklessly around school buses in neighborhoods with kids.
You know, it's just goes back to, you know, selfishly, this is my community.
Yeah.
You know, the sheriff has given me the opportunity to serve this community and the 155,000 people in 277 square miles. And we take that as an organization very seriously. You know, you look at our mission statement and the part that says, you know, to paraphrase, that, you know, our job is to make the citizens of Stafford County feel comfortable and free from crime in their neighborhoods and their community. And that's what we want to do. We want Stafford to be a fun place. We love events, you know, like the parade. We love the fair. We love the Christmas tree lighting. We love seeing people come out, and we can interact with people as people and just shake hands and talk. We love going to community events. You know, we are, you know, in this area, we are the king of community events. We love what we do. We love our community.
Yep.
And when we can say that we are keeping it safer than it was the day before, or we're putting in that effort to just meet the community, or, you know, we're doing these things because we truly care about our community. You know, when it comes to, you know, these law enforcement issues like drunk driving and speeding, again, our job is to make sure that people are safe. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't understand, you know, I was just going 80. Well, there's a bigger picture to that. You know, we look at, you know, the consequences. Okay, so you crash and you shut down Route 1. Now you've affected all 155,000 people traveling through Stafford County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a responsibility to make sure that everyone is safe. And again, we want to educate. We want people to voluntarily comply. We want people to, you know, and that sounds horrible. We're like, oh, now you sound like a, you know, a military general. No, it's about just respecting your community. It's about complying with the law so everyone is safe. It's about being part of a community that cares about itself and the people in it. So we absolutely love what we do. We absolutely love our community. We love serving our community. You know, one of the things about the sheriff is I've never seen a man with a bigger heart for the community than the guy we have leading us right now.
Yep.
You know, our two majors are absolutely phenomenal, and they want to see us doing things to help the community. They want to see us, you know, out in the community. They love that. We're getting ready for our Christmas drives. We're trying to give back to the people who, you know, support us, employ us, you know, come out and, you know, bring things to the office and make us feel very, very welcome in what we do. So our obligation at that point is to return that favor and keep the community safe. And sometimes, you know, people disagree, but, you know, we have to do what we have to do for the greater good of Stafford County, and we absolutely enjoy that privilege.
Captain Lee Peters here. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Lee Peters with the Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. Just a couple minutes left. Again, if someone does want to get involved and give toys to that the Sheriff's Department can distribute, check out your Facebook page.
Yeah, check out our Facebook page. Check out our website. You know, we did some toy drives Saturday and Sunday. We had some of our amazing deputies out there collecting toys for kids. I don't think you can collect kids legally. But I want to take a second, you know, real quick. You know, coming through the holidays, you know, our deputies and our dispatchers are going to be working, you know, 24 hours a day to help serve the public. But, yep, you know, one of the things that we never do, and I don't think we've ever done here, we actually did once, but, you know, we need to recognize our communication staff, our ECC, our 911 operators. They are an amazing staff of people who, you know, work 24 hours a day. And, you know, they're the people who answer the phone. They dispatch us on the radio. They are an amazing group of people who very seldom get recognized for what they do and how hard they work. So we want to make sure that, you know, over the holiday season, we're recognizing them, all the deputies, animal control, courts, all the folks that are out there helping protect the communities and the county and keep us safe. And even when, you know, people like myself are, you know, home on the holidays, they're still out there doing amazing things, helping people, you know, going the mental health crisis. And, you know, again, this is the time of year when mental health becomes on the forefront, because, you know, people have issues during the holidays. You know, there's losses, there's family, there's, you know, separation. So we want to make sure we're looking out for everybody. But I want to thank all the dispatchers and the communication center and all of the deputies for all the amazing work they're doing and what they're going to do through the holidays. So
yep. And thank you to all of them. And maybe in the new year we'll do another feature with them and even maybe bring some in and talk to them, because they're behind the scenes and doing a lot.
They are definitely behind the scenes, but we appreciate them.
Merry Christmas, Captain Peters. Great to see you. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks.
Captain Lee Peters, Stafford Sheriff's Office here this morning. That is it. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.